SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. A judge has put limits on ICE agents when confronted by peaceful protesters in Minneapolis. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A U.S. district judge has ruled federal officers in a Minneapolis area immigration operation cannot detain or tear gas peaceful protesters who are not obstructing authorities, including when these people are observing the agents. U.S. District Judge Kate Menendez ruling Friday in a case filed in December on behalf of six Minnesota activists. I'm Julie Walker.
GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says it's a tragedy that Renee Good was shot by a federal immigration officer during an enforcement operation in Minneapolis. However, she condemns using this incident to incite anger against law enforcement.
They're making her a martyr. You know, she is now the Minnesota woman to the Maryland man. And you will continue to see Democrats make her an idol, a godlike figure for their movement, and the star of their show in this anti-ICE rhetoric that is heating up and is causing violent attacks, threats against our law enforcement.
Mideast expert Dr. Michael Oren remains skeptical that the demonstrators can really topple the regime in Iran.
Talking about an army of almost 500,000 soldiers, a guard, an Islamic Republican guard, Revolutionary Guard of close to 500,000 soldiers, plus the besieged. These are these paramilitary thugs. There may be 5 million of them. And so the Iran regime has just begun to fight.
Dr. Oren made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. President Trump's new Gaza ceasefire plan includes a committee to manage Gaza's daily affairs. The White House announced this on Friday. The plan features an executive committee with international experts and a board of peace led by President Trump. This is SRN News. International Planned Parenthood is feeling the pinch.
Now that President Trump has cut $87 million in U.S. funding to the giant abortion business, it has begun to cut staff. IPPF reports nearly 1,000 staffers around the world have been laid off, and nearly 1,400 facilities of various sizes have shut their doors. The cuts have had a major impact in the U.S., with Planned Parenthood closing scores of abortion clinics or putting aside plans to open new ones. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to the Voice of the Martyrs, persecution of Christians is no longer confined to traditionally high-risk legions of the world. VOM's annual report doubles the number of Latin American countries on the watch list by adding Honduras and Nicaragua. Venezuela and areas of Mexico were included in the 2025 edition. Since 1997, the ministry has tracked and designated nations where Christians are persecuted as either hostile or monitored. This is SRN News. Stocks edge a little lower on Wall Street to end the trading week.
As the first week of corporate earnings season closes out, the S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 83 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.1%. Gains for several big tech companies helped offset losses elsewhere in the market. Chip company Micron Technology rose almost 8%. Several regional banks reported their latest results. Pittsburgh's PNC Financial jumped 3.8% after beating Wall Street's fourth quarter targets. Seth Sutel, New York.
Breaking with the U.S., Canada has reached a tariff reduction deal with China. During a visit to Beijing, Canadian Prime Minister Carney announced that his country has agreed to cut its 100% tariff on Chinese electric cars in return for lower tariffs on Canadian farm products. More details at srnnews.com.